I'm so glad to be here this morning. Would have been glad to be here either way, but I'm especially excited about what the Lord's done. As Seth said, Angela and I and the kids are just looking back and thinking, how did this happen? But we can see the Lord's hand. I could give you a number of instances, even in the last 2 weeks, where the Lord just keeps showing more and more evidence that this is His will. We're excited about that. Sometimes it feels like the Lord is telling you to walk forward and kind of figure things out, but sometimes it just feels like an amusement park ride. And that's kind of how I feel. That's kind of how I feel now. We are in Luke, and we're going to continue to be in Luke. So if you'll open your Bibles to the book of Luke, chapter 19, beginning in verse 41, you're going to find it funny what our text is today. But just as we trusted the Lord's providence 3 weeks ago, or I guess a couple months ago when we opened up the book of Luke together, we're going to trust the Lord's providence again today and next week. So this text for today is Luke chapter 19, verse 41 through 44, also known as Jesus Weeps Over Jerusalem. Now, that is not the first text I'd think of preaching on a first Sunday at a particular church, and I really seriously considered not preaching on this text. I wrote my friend Victor an email and said, hey, did you realize that the first text I'm supposed to preach on the 26th is Jesus Weeps Over Jerusalem? And he's like, are you going to do it? And I'm like, yeah, I think I'm going to do it. And he just wrote back, Providence weeps over their choice. Well, it gets even funnier because next week, as the official installation service, the passage will be Jesus cleanses the temple. So the Lord has a sense of humor, and He is faithful to us, and I trust that He'll be faithful to us through this text. Read along with me.